Struggling to move your nonprofit forward? You've come to the right place. Welcome to the Nonprofit Architect, where we are giving you the actionable steps you need to launch and grow your nonprofit organization. Now, here's your host, Travis Johnson.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm here today with Greg Brooks. He runs an amazing organization along with his friend Robert Nickel, a Rocket Station. They do VA virtual staffing. And if you're doing the nickel and dime stuff yourself, you're losing out on time, money, energy, and effort. Greg, how are you doing today?
Good, man. Huge fan of the show. Thank you so much for spending some time to hop on here so we can kind of talk, and hopefully we can bring some value to your listeners.
What is Rocket Station, and what is like a VA? Where are those?
Yeah, perfect. So VA, so obviously in your world with your military background, VA sometimes means something completely different. What we're talking about is virtual assistants, and more importantly, trained virtual assistants. I know, say we were talking, kind of scheduling this call, we've all kind of been VAs here in the last 9-10 months, working virtually, working from home, working remote, being on these lovely Zoom platforms. But really what our service is we are a full-fledged virtual staffing company. We allow startups, small businesses, mid-sized businesses, Fortune 500 companies, a really tangible resource to be able to find team members located all over the world. Our teams are specifically based in the Philippines, but really to allow you to leverage intelligence, skill sets. We're no longer confined to my nonprofit is in Dallas-Fort Worth, and I have to hire someone in Dallas-Fort Worth because the way of the world and the way of business is changing. So what Rocket Station's core purpose is, we've got a twofold mission. Number one, find the best talent in the world and match them up with small to mid-sized businesses. And then number two, help our clients, help you as the business owner to develop really steadfast processes, systems, infrastructure, so that when we talk about hiring that person, they come in and right from the get-go, they know what you want them to do, how you want them to do it, and then what the numbers and KPIs and metrics are that you're evaluating them. Just giving you the tools to start to build that corporation, build that nonprofit of your dreams where you can be the boss and you've got your team underneath you.
Yeah, you can say yes to all the asks and then just get your team in another country to do all the work. I mean, these things are talked about in a couple of books. Some of my favorites, 4-Hour Workweek with Tim Ferriss, kind of unlocked the VA, the virtual assistant conversation in the U.S. And then the E-Myth and the E-Myth Revisited talks about the entrepreneurial myth and what that might look like. And I know they highlight a few different stories in there. One of the famous ones is McDonald's, and how when they partnered with Ray Kroc to spread the mission and vision of McDonald's, what it took to create all the processes, procedures, and define all the positions within the company so someone else could take that playbook and go start and run a successful McDonald's in some other location. And what you guys are talking about really is creating that playbook to take that work out of your hands. I know for me, like a podcast host, I have, setting up meetings with guests, and I've got social media production, and I've got back-end podcast production I have a team for. And like for me, I'm looking to offload some of these day-to-day tasks that, take up a lot of my time that I could be using that to focus on growing my business by working on the business and not in the business. And I know nonprofits feel the same way. You've got startups, you've got, a one-man, one-woman show, and they're trying to do it all, and there's a little bit of revenue there so they can take something like Rocket Station, figure out what it takes to do the tasks that need to be done, and give that to someone else that's able to do them. And I love that you're based in the Philippines. Tell me if this thought isn't quite right, but you have a homework assignment. You go home and you kind of forget about it, but you're like, oh, I got the VA. I kick it over to them, and when I wake up, I've got the finished product in my inbox, and I can go about my business.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, number one, just from a time zone differential, and don't get me wrong, like we have clients. What a lot of people don't realize is so much of the world's economy and the job force that's out there plays into the U.S. and European economies. So like most of my team that I have here at Rocket Station is based in the Philippines. We've got a few stateside members as well. I've got a mix of people that my data guy, I come in every morning, I've got fresh reports. All my reports are pulled. I've got all the data live in real time. because he's worked overnight U.S. hours to make that happen. I also have team members that they're working, you know, what would be the technical overnight shift in the Philippines. But I mean, major Fortune 500, most of the big financial institutions in the States have been utilizing, you know, super talented people based in the Philippines to run a lot of their sales support, customer support, admin, fraud, bookkeeping and account and client retention activities over there. You know, we just don't realize it. And really now, up until the last 10 years, there just really hasn't been the capacity for upstart businesses, small to mid-sized businesses, to even try to leverage it. Because you used to have to go over there, you got to fly, you got to find an office building, you got to pay for servers, you got to pay for phone lines. And now, I mean, one click, $20 later, you got a Zoom line and you're ready to go. You're worldwide, you're broadcasting, right? So, you know, it's great. And that's really where we try to plug in, is there's so many people, whether it's you're jumping in and trying to start your passion project on the side whilst balancing kids, homeschool, virtual homeschool, you know, your job, that maybe you're in the office, maybe you're trying to figure out how to do this virtual thing, but you also have this passion project on the side, you know, whether it's a business, whether it's a nonprofit, to where if you could just get 20 hours a week to help you find, you know, that next resource, to help you button up your CRM, to help organize your data, to help schedule your calendars, right? Even just manage your social media, put out consistent posts and talk to people that interact and actually be social on social media, which is a crazy concept, I know. What could that do for your business in a week, in a month, in a year? And that's really what we try to do, is really bring that systematic approach so that there's organization, so that there's clarity. Everyone knows the what's and the hows of what they're doing, but give it to you regardless of where you're at in your journey. Whether you just quit the W-2 job and you're jumping in both feet and you're kind of overwhelming because you're the janitor, the fundraiser, the bookkeeper, or, you know, if you are still trying to balance and trying to figure out how you can just spend an hour a night, 5 hours a week on this side hustle, we can help get a lot more done. But most importantly, I mean, I know, say with your military background, we've all been employees. Some of us have owned our own businesses. We've all worked in it. We've all worked in systems. We've been given structure. We've gone through HR and training and onboarding and had reports and numbers that we had to meet. So that's really like what we're doing, you know, at the brass tacks of it, to help our clients. It's help giving you that structure, help kind of hold your hand to get you to the point where you understand what is a good use of my time as the owner, as the founder, and then everything else, let's figure out how we want it done. But let's get somebody else in there to do it, because it's only going to help you grow, leverage, and really, you know, expedite where you want to get to with your vision.
Oh, absolutely. And I remember, you know, from the 4-hour work week, you know, Tim Ferriss highlights his foray into the VA world and what they may or may not do. If you don't have to be there in person, I think 2020 is a good indication of what really does and does not have to be done in person. If it doesn't have to be in person, it can be done. You can use it for your own, we're talking about business here, but you can use it for your own personal passions. If you want someone else to set up the anniversary gift for your spouse and have flowers delivered and a little trinket and a handwritten note done, you could outsource that.
Get Instacart to deliver your groceries, schedule your Walmart pickup. I mean, everything. It's all being done here. It's on this little black box that we all have glued to our faces, right? You don't have to be sitting in Oklahoma, in Dallas, in San Francisco to do it. It's on the computer. It's out there, right?
One of the fun stories that was highlighted, what was the guy's name? I can't think of the guy's name. The eccentric billionaire that did all the crazy stuff. There's a movie about it, The Aviator, a couple of years ago. I can't remember the guy's name, but like, he would have people doing all sorts of crazy things for him. And one of the things they had him do is every day at 4 o'clock, there was a cheeseburger put in this tree outside of his office, whether he was there or not there, which is just nuts. But you can now pay people to do anything that you need them to do, and they don't have to be local. I wasn't really too familiar with kind of the global marketplace until I got stationed in Bahrain last year, and to see the difference. And they bring in a lot of workers from the same types of areas Greg's talking about. They bring in people from India and Bangladesh and the Philippines and Thailand, because really the exchange rate works to their advantage. And, you know, someone coming in from the Philippines doing a certain type of job in Bahrain was paid about 400 US a month. And people are like, well, 400 US a month, that is just, that is not okay. I'm not okay with that. And up until I went, I would agree with you. But 400 a month is more than 10 times what they'd be making in a single month back home. And to get that kind of, you know, pay opportunity is really quite a phenomenal thing. And if I didn't see it in person, I wouldn't have really believed it. And now I'm telling you to believe as you're just listening to this show. But it's
trust us.
Yeah, trust me, I'm a doctor. It's one of those things that until you're exposed to it, you really don't understand what the, kind of the opportunity is for the backside. And you're disgustingly reasonably priced. The setup fee is a $20 bill. And anything you need done is $10 an hour flat fee forever, as far as I understand it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, and I give people even the more tangible example is, you know, if your business, it's your baby, you want someone just as passionate about you or as you are in it as, you know, as you can get. And at $10 an hour, I mean, you're paying McDonald's prices, you know, and getting Mercedes-Benz value, right? That's really what you're getting. And you're right. It's economies of scale. I started working with Rob, started working with Rocket Station a little under 3 years ago. And I mean, I had never had my eyes opened to this. And now I lead a team where I've got 75 team members that I have only ever met them because I was supposed to be in the Philippines right now. Thanks a lot, COVID, for my first trip over there. But I've only ever met them via this Zoom screen. And they do and are some of the most committed. They've got some of the most beautiful families. As crazy, and we've obviously it's this year, you can look any which way, as crazy as the U.S. can seem at times, you know, the American dollar goes very far in a lot of other places. And you can really level up your talent, find someone who's super dependable, super skilled, you know, has worked for probably some of the biggest Fortune 500 companies in the U.S. for that $10 an hour price point. So, like I said, I'm glad we got to connect. I'm glad we're going to be able to kind of give some knowledge to those out there listening because it's, you know, it's huge. So yeah, and a lot of people, the 4-hour work week was really the first time VA, that term had kind of popped up. But from where Tim took it, you know, with all of his content and such to where it is now, it's just, I mean, like leg, you know, head over feet. You know, bigger and exploding and just now you can truly get the same level of person, the same process infrastructure working with Rocket Station that JP Morgan uses when they take 5,000 jobs over to the Philippines or when they're adding 10,000 new team members. You know, you no longer have to do it yourself. It's no longer, I got to go on Upwork or Fiverr and go through 250 resumes. And I don't know where Bangladesh is. I don't know where Manila is. Like, there can be system and structure both of finding you the right person, but then also helping make sure that you know, once that person starts, they've got clarity in what they're trying to do and what you need them to do.
Howard Hughes, that's the guy's name. I couldn't think of it. Howard Hughes is that eccentric billionaire that does all the crazy stuff. But you're right. It's no different than providing an opportunity that could really make an impact in someone's life and in another part of the world. And, you know, since the internet has really drawn everyone together, like my podcast, for instance, I'm listened to in 40 countries. I've been ranked in 4 different countries. I'm all over the place, which I just think is amazing. Because I mean, I don't know how special I'm supposed to think that I am. I don't think I'm particularly too special. I just have great conversations with wonderful people like Greg that get all excited about what they do. And I just love to be part of that. But it is so easy to connect with people across thousands of miles. I started this stinking podcast in Bahrain when I was 7,000 miles from home while I was deployed. You know, I'm staying up late and I'm getting up early to try to get, you know, podcast interview times on an 8-hour, sometimes plus time difference to make sure it all works out. So people are recording in the mornings and I'm in the evening. And now I'm back on this side of the world and I had to schedule a time with a friend of mine in Greece to record an episode. But I got to start recording at 7 a.m. because that's the time that they get off work right before they get their kids back from daycare. So I have to make sure I'm able to schedule a time for her that works. And that's going to be a great episode. But it is just so cool how something as great as Zoom really can bring the world together and bring different opportunities to your business, to your nonprofit, to your vision, really.
Yeah. And I know, not to get too mushy gushy, I'm sure the listeners are sitting here like, well, tell us, how do we get this? I want this. But like, just as someone who's been through it, I mean, it makes the world a lot smaller, right? I mean, my team is quite literally on the other side of the world. That's where they do their work every day. But we have the same commonalities. We get on Zoom calls. We share stories about our kids. We do virtual, you know, happy hours on Friday. And you start to realize, like, we're all people. And it's great. But from a business perspective, you get to leverage real world-class talent, right? You get to find the best people. But on, like, a personal note, I mean, it's one of the most, you know, like, personal kind of, like, victories for myself. Like, to be able to know that I touch the lives and work with great individuals that, I mean, literally I would never probably ever meet them, never interface with them, barely knew where the Philippines was when I started. And I mean, now it's like, I can't wait to get on there. Most beautiful, Kia, little giveaway, free giveaway for the listeners. If once we get back to normal, or if when this comes out, we are in the normal state again and we can travel, most beautiful beaches in the world, the Philippines. Google it. I'm not lying.
I may be able to contend with that. I stayed at, Bellows Air Force Station in Hawaii, and it's closed to anyone that's not active duty. Probably the most fantastic beach I've seen in person. But then I had friends that went to the Maldives and the Seychelles, and man, there's some gorgeous stuff. There's America is a destination for a lot of world travel, but there is a lot of world travel available in America that is just gorgeous and breathtaking. But I mean, beyond someone else just doing the work for you, You have to figure out what that looks like. How do you define success? Is someone going to, you know, you're going to go to sleep and wake up and they've done 30 hours of work and now you owe $300? Or is it more structured? Like, how do you come up with the process to do and figure out what it is you actually need done?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And our whole experience is customer led. And I say that to say, at the end of the day, whether you're bootstrapping to get going, whether you've been doing this for a few years, whether you may have a team, you may have an admin assistant stateside, or you may have someone who leads up your fundraising campaigns. But the approach that we take is that for most nonprofits, most businesses in the US, you've got great people with tons of knowledge. It's just all stuck between these two things that we listen with. And that for any business, it's or any nonprofit is just, it's not a way to grow and scale. You create too many bottlenecks. You kind of cross your fingers and hope that Sally and John never leave. Cause if they did, I don't have any idea what they do. I don't know who their connects are. I don't know what their day to day looks like. So for us, the first part of it is truly a partnership. It's understanding your business at its core, working with you to understand, to map, to really, we call it an extraction, to really give you a nice visual there, to get the knowledge out of you and your company from fundamentally, what is our mission? What are we doing? How are we structured currently? And then dive in to understand right now, this is how we do it. And not saying that's right, not saying that's what's going to get you to your next 50,000 or half a million or 20 million raised. But fundamentally right now, what do we have in place? Who's doing what and how are we doing it? And that's where we try to really, like, we don't call anybody clients. Everybody's a partner, because what we're trying to do is get that out of you. And then just working with my team. I mean, we've been in the business for almost 10 years now, and we're able to really help you, you know, kind of know what you don't know, right? When you're trying to go through this systematic approach, number one, most people don't have the app. I don't have the aptitude for it. That's why I lead the sales team and the marketing team. And I oversee the implementation team. But what we have, we coined the term integrators. So there's some personality profiling out there that uses that same kind of verbiage. But what my team is, to kind of explain it to the listeners, the craziness of life, the craziness of business, the craziness of nonprofit, somehow they're able to get it out of you, organize it, and then turn it into something that can be managed, trained, and create KPIs and metrics around it. And for us, that's really the first step, is we got to know where you're at, what you're doing. And then more importantly, where are we trying to get to? What's the goal? What's the 6 month? What's the year? And not everyone has those answers. We're not telling you like, oh, I got to sit down and plan out a business. Like, no, that's not, you're never going to do it. We work with nonprofits and businesses of all sizes. Number one thing we have is, yeah, we know what we're doing. I mean, John's great at his job and man, Travis is really good, but yeah, we don't have any idea how they do it. Right? So that's really the first part, is let's understand where we're at and what are we doing here in the beginning.
Oh, absolutely. And if you're listening to this and you haven't yet looked, there's going to be a little PDF attached that Greg's team is going to provide for us that you can walk through what we're talking about and see what it's going to look like to design and create the systems and how that might be integrated. They're going to have some of their stuff on there for Rocket Station if they're the ones you want to go through. But to set up a process for $20, I mean, man, that is hard to argue against. And so I've been thinking this whole time, like, how does this really apply to the nonprofit world? And because I'm focused on the nonprofit industry, especially my heart goes out to those startups wanting to do great things, but maybe don't know exactly how to get going. And you know, you mentioned something like bottlenecks. Like if you're going to your board for each and everything, that's a bottleneck, right? If you've got your nonprofit set up that way, call me. We'll help get that change because you shouldn't have to go to them for every little thing. They're not the key holders and the taskmasters. They should be the strategic visionaries and partners and help enable you to do the things you need to do. But you know, the turnover rate, and I just did an episode with Cynthia Gregory where we talked about mission burnout. It's real. It's a real thing. You get going and going and going, and the turnover rate for executive directors and fundraisers is roughly 18 months. They come in with all this passion and all this fire, and there's just so much to do. And then when they leave, depending on how your systems are set up, they might take the phone numbers with them, or you won't know the last time that they contacted your big five donors, or you won't know where they're at in these things. And what a group like Rocket Station can do is they can come in and they can create, help you build a CRM. They can do all of these tasks that are so really taxing on your team, and you can shed those tasks so your fundraiser can focus on building relationships and not begging for dollars. Or you could call me and we can figure out how to automate different funding opportunities that I have available to me. Or you can talk to Greg or Robert at Rocket Station and figure out what those tasks might look like. You're talking like building funnels, building email follow-up campaigns, touch points, someone that can run your social media for you. I know when I talk to startup nonprofits, they're like, what do you mean I need to post daily on social media? And who has the time for that? Well, fun fact, Greg's VA team has all the time for that. Is there when someone signs up with you, is there a minimum amount of hours they need to sign up for a month?
Yeah. So for us, so we structure it. What they call dedicated virtual staffing. So that means when you onboard somebody with us, they are your person. So they are, I mean, really think of it as if you are hiring a dedicated person who's going to come in there. Number one, learn those processes, learn exactly what great is and how you want the job to done and what your vision is for the company. So it's really like starting to build out your org chart. It's a dedicated resource. We don't do any call center stuff. For us, it doesn't fit our model. We're big on process. We're big on custom solutions. Call centers typically don't play that. Not saying they're bad. For some nonprofits, some businesses, they make sense. But for us, we feel like our clients get the best bang for their buck because there's not always one thing that needs to be done. Typically, there's 7, 12, 48 things that it's like, oh, forgot that. Oh, didn't respond to that person. Oh, man, I forgot to send them this. So what we do is do dedicated staffing. So minimum starting point with us is 20 hours per week. It'd be what we classify as a part-time position. And then all the way up to obviously the full-time, which is 40 hours. And I mean, all the way up to multiple VAs in different roles holding different positions. So it's a true enterprise wherever you're at, right? Whether it's like, hey, I just need 20 hours a week back in my pocket, or it's like, hey, I've got this. I've got my team, but I need some support for exactly what you're talking about, Travis. And number one, to give you a shameless plug, anyone who hasn't got on a call with Travis, do it. He's got knowledge. When we, being a process guy and running the process team, he'll be able to expedite just even if we're saying anything on here that you kind of get, but maybe not sure, Travis will be able to paint the picture and show you where you got to get to. But I would say that like the other thing that has to do with that attrition of like executive directors and lead fundraisers and all that is a lot of business or a lot of nonprofits. And even on the business side, you burn out great people that lose sight of the mission because you have them doing minimum wage type tasks, scheduling their own calendar, managing the CRM, sending the follow-up. Setting their appointments, all those little things that when you think of it in a terms of an 8-hour workday, say, that stuff takes the most time. Scheduling the Zoom and following up and doing the courtesy, that's the stuff that is super low dollar, typically doesn't really lead to anything. It's just a logistical customer service. Oh, Travis and his team have it going on, but don't really result in money being donated or a new board member being brought on. But that's the stuff that always wears out great people. So what I would say, just from, I mean, I've worked with thousands of people in all different sizes, is like, don't burn out your great people. Just don't burn them out. Don't have a high level individual doing minimum wage work, because that's where, and obviously with 2020 being how it is, the jobs demographic has changed a little bit, but up until then it was the most booming economy ever. There was opportunity everywhere, right? The average job, I think, was like 9 months is what someone was holding onto it for. So don't fall victim to that, because people leave because they get stuck doing stuff they don't want to do or stuff that doesn't match their personality. So let them be great. Let them be whatever they are and the reason why you hired them. Everything else, give us a call and we'll find you a nice, strategic, really affordable way to make it happen.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if I look at someone that, you know, when they're talking, so like, how do you visualize and how do you justify spending this money on staff like this? Well, if you've got a fundraiser that while they are actively talking to donors, they're worth $200, $500, $1,000 an hour, but then you're taking that $1,000 an hour person and you're dedicating 6 hours to do tedious paperwork and admin stuff, you're just losing. You're signing up to say, yes, I'm guaranteed that I want to lose $6,000 a day with this person. And also I want to make sure that they're burned out by the end of the year. If you're saying yes to that and you can't say yes to this opportunity, then I don't know if you've really taken a look at the vision, or maybe you're scared to branch out and let someone help you with your baby or help you grow your vision. But here's the deal, and I've been pounding this since day one. We can't do it alone. I know where my zone of genius is, and I know where it is not. It is not in podcast production, and it's not with scheduling social media posts. My zone of genius, where I'm really good at, is building relationships and having great conversations with people and listening and doing all the things that need to do to help grow this mission and vision. The times I'm spent doing paperwork, the times I'm responding to emails, I was so excited yesterday. I responded to like 12 emails that, if I was honest, I could outsource to someone like Greg and his team at Rocket Station. And I haven't done it yet. And I'm kicking myself. But I hope that by the time this is released, I can say it's all a big lie. And I've been using Greg's service for months, because that's where I need to be. I need to know where to put my time, energy, and effort and not wear myself out.
Yeah. And I think for some people, and speaking specifically to our startup listeners here, sometimes it's hard to say like, oh, if I had an hour here, my time is worth $250 or $1,000. Because, I mean, some people, you haven't gotten a donation. You haven't done it yet. But what I would say is, look at it through the time that you're investing on your nonprofit. Like, you've gotten to where you are today spending an hour a day, maybe an hour a week, maybe 20 hours a week. Now, what if you could compartmentalize that time you're spending, level yourself up to get to that next hurdle? How much quicker do you accelerate to where you want to be, right? And if you do have team members and you've got, you know, an executive fundraiser, you've got an executive director, think of their time. Look at what they brought in last year. And if you have them doing their own scheduling, if you have them handling follow-up and managing the CRMs and running reports and sending thank you cards and notes, I would say assume that 60, if they're doing a great job, in your opinion, they're spending 65% of their time doing that. So whatever that number was that they brought in last year, 1.5 times it, because that's what they could have done. If they were in their best and highest use, that's where they could have been. So you're just leaving, you know, opportunity on the table for $10 an hour.
Yeah, one of the things that you listen to when you start getting into business books and different things, one of the things they talk about is to create a stop doing list and outsource those things. You know, if I'm making whatever, you know, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year, and I'm also picking up my dry cleaning and mowing my lawn, that I'm just taking away from, not only I have great output at work, but it's also time I'm taking away from my family to do minutia. You know, here in my house, we've got a 17-year-old and a 12-year-old, and I was so excited. My wife was less excited, but I was so excited because she got told to mow the lawn, and she convinced a friend that has a riding mower in the neighborhood to ride herself over and mow our lawn for her. And I was excited because that's an entrepreneurial spirit. That's a leadership thing, delegating tasks. And my wife's grew up on the farm. And like, if you're told to do something, you do it. I'm not saying her mentality is wrong and I'm not saying mine is right, but when you can lead a team, and if that looks like a team in person, a team with virtual assistants, or convincing your friend to mow the lawn, then you're finding out where your real value is as a person in the organization, in the company, in the nonprofit. And if you are meant to be the leadership, then you shouldn't be doing those minor tasks. I have been saying I'm going to write this book forever, you know, janitor and CEO in my life and, you know, single solopreneurship. But that's what you end up doing as a solopreneur, as a startup nonprofit, is you're doing everything yourself. And how much energy is drained out of your system, out of your being, out of what you're doing, because you're so focused on doing it yourself. Is this about you or is it about your mission? If it's about your mission, then you need to offload tasks to staff, to board members, to volunteers. And if the money sits right with you, virtual assistants. Because if I can go to bed at night and wake up and all the emails I needed to go out, all the people I needed to contact go out and the reports are ready in the morning, heck, why wouldn't I?
Yeah. And I love that idea. And have you actively done that, Travis? Have you done the stop doing list?
I've been writing it, but I have to admit here fully, because I am a guy that is upfront and authentic, I haven't been so good implementing it. And hopefully when this comes out here in a few months, this is the first week of December, and it should probably be released in March, if I'm not mistaken. If I haven't done anything, I expect my fans to hold me accountable. Travis, I can't believe you. You said you were going to offload these tasks. Here you are wearing yourself out like you shouldn't be. Your voice quality is getting low. Your energy is getting low on these podcasts. And we're not going to listen anymore unless you outsource some of these things.
Yeah. And don't worry, listeners, we'll make it happen. We'll give them a little guidance. Sometimes the sensei needs to be the student. Don't worry. We'll give them a little push and a shove. No worries. But yeah, and it's funny that you bring up that like don't do list. That's when you start to onboard with us, going from the discovery call, which is a call with myself, which we'll give some details here at the end of how you can get on that call. If anything perked your interest, would love to have a conversation, spend 30 minutes, just learn about you. But my takeaway for clients that are getting going is, and I'll keep it PG in case we got kids in the car or on the Alexa or whatever, but we say, make your oh shoot list every time during your day where, oh shoot, I forgot to send that. Or, oh, shoot, I don't want to do that. Or, oh, shoot, man, am I ever going to get to this, but I'm stuck doing this? Write that down. Because that's where, like you said, Travis, either volunteer, board member, or in our case, a VA, that's where we need to start. That's where we need to start building that infrastructure, start putting those systems in place so you can take it, visualize this, take it out of your head, hand it to someone and say, there you go. You got it, because that's going to allow you, I mean, number one, for the business level up, but number two, when you talk about all of this is energy, we've got the same 24 every single day. Everyone's battery is a little bit different, but somewhat similar. It's just going to free up your mental capacity as an entrepreneur to get to your highest and best. And that's why I said, everyone gets off the calls thinking like, okay, I'm ready. Am I going to have to write this down? Or do I need to like spend 30 minutes locked in a room to figure out? And I'm like, no, simple. We're going to have your next call in a week. Between now and then, every time you say, oh, shoot, write that down. That's where we start. Pretty simple.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the simple steps, because so many of the things and processes and procedures and ideas and things that are discussed on this show, people think are complicated and complex. And really, especially this, is as simple as, oh, shoot, and I'm writing it down, whether it's pen and paper, whether it's taking a note on your phone, tablet, or laptop, or whatever it is for you to do, maybe do a little voice message. I said, oh, shoot, on this. And then you play it back for the VA team in a week's time. And you find all those little areas, you realize that you're just burning through the minutiae, the things that are very vital to the success of the organization, but maybe aren't as sexy and maybe doesn't need to be where your energy is focused. And when you can find those things and then just focus on your true passion piece, you're going to be amazed what you can do and what you can accomplish.
Yeah. And Travis, we were talking about, like you said, you working with a podcast production company. Like when you finally signed them up, like how relieving was that when that first podcast came out and you were like, oh my God, it's perfect. It's there. I didn't spend any time on it.
But here's the big secret. I had the foresight ahead of time not to do a single one of these on my own. Not everyone has that opportunity and that capability. A lot of people I know start on Anchor for free, or they start learning how to do this stuff, but they almost all come to the realization, unless they just are really in love with the tech side, that that's not the best use of their time. And if they can offload that piece, because right now, if I, God forbid, you know, get in a car wreck and end up in a coma, all my shows are taken care of through middle of March. I literally have to do nothing and my show will keep running. If I decided I want to take 3 weeks off and go, you know, knock around down Rio and, you know, the after times after, you know, COVID passes or whatever the restrictions are, I can do that because I've created that kind of thing in my business to where I can take the time for me. And, you know, once you realize that you can set yourself up for automatic emails, automatic this, automatic that, automatic calls to action, automatic social media posts, and you're not at your kid's baseball game divided between doing things on your phone for business and actually paying attention to what your kid's doing in the baseball field, where you can actually go on a family vacation and really get whatever you want out of it. If it's, you know, relax and recovery, or whether it's party time, you can do so because your business is being run for you. There's a bit, like we mentioned earlier, there's a big difference between working in your business and working on your business. And when you switch to the on working, you know, working on your business, you're going to find out that you have a lot more time and you're an owner much more than a manager.
Yeah, definitely. And it's saying, and I'm sure, I know this year has been unique, but I mean, whether it's a vacation you've been on, or maybe you're plugged into the car right now, headed to the beach, because, you know, for a little vacation, if there's any part of you, it's like, I got to stop somewhere because I got to get to that email, or you're texting and driving, we won't tell anybody. But you know what I mean? That's all that stuff we talk about. Like, that's just get it off your plate, get it to somebody. But more importantly, do it in a smart way, right? Have the system, have the process, because there's nothing worse than just telling someone to do it and then down the road finding out they didn't do it, they did it wrong, they didn't do it up to your standard. So that's really where we kind of make that bridge. Everything having a process and a system, custom crafted by you, taking your brain, duplicating it, because that's what we're trying to do, right? We're trying to take your genius, what you want to do, your mission, your passion, and multiply it out and do it in a way where you can grow and scale at whatever rate, whatever, you know, whatever way makes sense for you. But yeah, a lot of people think it's complicated. And like I said, with the right partnership, it's not, right? There's lots of people out there who, and maybe it's not, you know, you listening to the call right now, but there are people out there that, and I've got a team full of them where they are what we call integrators. They take the craziness of life, of nonprofits, of business, whatever the case may be, and they're able to organize it, systematize it, and make it something that can be teachable, replicable, the whole deal.
Yeah, that is not my special skill set. If I had to use a couple words to describe me, I'd be a connector, and I'm an executive based on like Myers-Briggs. I'm the executive type, the ENTJ, and that's what a lot of people are hearing when they hear me speak. They're like, you sound like you're just like in charge of stuff. Well, fun fact, I am. That's just kind of who I am and how I run things. But I love all of this, Greg. But those people listening, they want to know. They're tired of waiting. Where can they get a hold of you? Where can they find you?
For sure. So number one, I'll give you a direct connection. If email is the easiest channel for you, it is brooks@rocketstation.com. So it's my last name, B-R-O-O-K-S. @rocketstation.com. It'll be in the show notes. You can email me directly there. I won't lie to you. You'll see systems in action right now. That's the email that my team is on to get you scheduled and get you on a call with me. What I can assure everybody, it will be a call with myself if you want to spend 30 minutes and take a deep dive. The other easy way to get to it, discovery.rocketstation.com. discovery.rocketstation.com. Go there. That's actually my calendar. So you can go in. I've got spots held for the 2 weeks after this podcast launches. So feel free to click in there, lock in your spot, tell us a little bit about yourself, and just be ready to kind of come show and share, and we'll figure out where you're at and what we can do for you.
Hey, Greg, I appreciate you being on the show today. Thanks so much for making the time.
No worries, my friend. You have a great one.
You've been listening to The Nonprofit Architect. To listen to all our past shows, visit http://nonprofitarchitect.org. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review our show. Thank you.